Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift. And we're here to have another wonderful program. And this is Saturday Night Live on the Light Shift. And we'll do probably one timeline crash for everybody so you can get an idea of what it's like. And if you're new to the program, the timelines are what the aliens abduct you to. And the timeline crashes is the light shift taking away your abduction energy from their timeline. Remember, there's thousands of alien races out there connecting you to a particular timeline. So if there's 1,000 races, there could be 1,000 timelines. And you may wonder why certain days go better for you than others, why maybe you're not fully conscious, or why people around you are not conscious. It's because they're not here. What's here in their place? It's a clone body. So this is what we're doing, is doing timeline crashes. On the website, we have a special clearing right now. And it's $20 for a week, $60 for a month, and you can type in a situation that you have in your life. It could be a bad toe, it could be a stomach ache, it could be a headache. It could be maybe some other type of situation that you've had. Maybe you get abducted in your car every day. You can type that in there. And they will crash the timeline that the aliens are abducting you onto. Now, naturally, because they have a really long timeline, you're not the only one on that particular timeline. So you could be helping, you know, thousands of people just by clearing out one of your timelines. And plus, you don't know what those gods are doing to you. Remember, the aliens are the gods. So what are they doing to you in your life? You know? So by getting rid of this energy, you're getting rid of the God energy that came to this planet to corrupt humanity, to take you out of your heart center, to control you. So the whole process is these timeline crashes are very, very beneficial for everybody. So let's go to the light ship in a couple minutes here. The light ship is what created you, created your spirit, created your body, at least the original body of the humans. We're a manifestation here of aliens, naturally, because they brought us here. Took away a lot of our maybe intelligence, if you want to use that term, and made us so that we could not have the same consciousness as them, so we couldn't overtake them. And the only difference between us and them is that they have a lot more technology, but that technology has come down here through people connecting to the mind energy, which is the energy that they created. Source energy only works in the moment, and you can connect to that in the peace energy inside of your heart. And then you're out of time. And when you're out of time, then you're in peace. When you're in the mind, you're connected to the alien matrix energy, the collective consciousness, the Akashic records, universal mind, channeling, whatever you want to talk about is there. The light never channels to anybody. It doesn't come through angels. Only the darkness does, which are the aliens or entities and entities. So let's go on to the light ship, everybody. We'll drop into your heart first. If you're listening to this on an archive, then bring up the light beam on your monitor screen right now for everybody. And we'll energize the light beam. Then we'll go to the light ship for about 15 minutes to do physical healing on you. So here we go. And you must be present live. But bring up the light beam. You can feel the peace energy. Here we go. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So you should feel the energy here. And I do see a thing on the fast chat about, did you see this crystal skull-like heads in the clouds today? Yeah, I've seen those all the time for years, but people may have actually been seeing them more now as these timelines are crashing. And it does look like a crystal skull, kind of like a skeleton head. And looking down at you, they don't feel too friendly when you need to look at them. And they're giving you the mind control pattern. So this is why you want to not connect to these energies, because it's very dangerous for you. So let's go to the light ship, everybody. Do the mind to heart drop. So as you do on every show almost, and this you should be doing yourself. So we're going to count from 10 to 1 backwards to put you into your heart center, so you're going to be out of time on the timeline. When you go to the light ship, you're out of time where there's no time whatsoever. So that's the difference. There's two different out-of-time energies. The out-of-energy when you're turned off out of the timeline and you're still connected to the timeline, but it's turned off around you. The other one, what we're doing now, will be on the light ship. When you're there, will be when you're completely out of time. There's a difference. So here we go, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, let's go to the light ship, everybody. So if you have any pets, animals, flower, tree, gardens around you, you can bring them up. You cannot bring up other people. They must be live on this program right now as I connect to each and every one of you. So here we go. You're going to feel the energy from the light ship come around you. You're going to go up to the light ship now. I'll count to five. So one, two, three, four, and five, okay? We're there now, and we're going to go into the first room on the light ship. You might have actual physical sensations, maybe able to see the light beams, and all different things happen when you're on the light ship. So here we go. We're going to go into the first room, which is going to be a room which has pink energy. You might feel pink energy forming around you right now. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay? I'm going to go into a room where they work with cancer cells in your body. So if you have a concern there, request healing. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. And next we're going to go into another location. And this location is what we call the centrifuge room. This is where they can help you with negative addictions, habit patterns, etc. And you may actually feel this energy come in to you. The room is spinning now. And we bring in the energy which is called the lack energy. The lack energy knows all about non-light. And it will start taking this energy away from you. Remember, if you were light, you would not have problems. So we're dealing with non-light energies all the time to get you more conscious with your spirit and to be in the now. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So think a thought that you might have that you want to get rid of. Remember, the light always sees you in pure divine perfection. They never judge their creations. If they did, they'd be the darkness. Very, very simple. So light always sees you in 100% perfection, because what you created is what you wish to experience. Even though down here we're dealing with DNA in our body and situations that are caused by our ancestors, which should not happen on a planet of light, but it happens here because the darkness has taken it over. Now let's go to another location. And if you wish to type into the fast chat a room suggestion, we'll probably go into about five more rooms. So whatever comes up there first, I will honor that. So here we go. Let's go into where the deers are. This is a very sweet room, Deer with Fawns. So again, you must request your healing because the light always sees you in pure perfection. You want to change one perfection to the next. So here we go. Deer room, stronger, 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 and stronger. And we got a request from Eric. He would like monkeys. I'll just go on to the monkey room. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's go on to where they have the very, very large flowers, okay? And I like the big sunflowers, so let's go into that room. Here we go. So bring in this energy for us to experience. Remember, these are conscious beings. They just take the form of a flower or whatever else we're in because they have to have a physical manifestation to help us because we're up there physically. Here we go. The flower energy. Sunflower, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we're going to go into another location. And let's go on to where they have the very, very large trees. So here we go, a tree room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And Stephanie asked to have her dog looked at, so yes, that you want to do yourself, Stephanie, because the dog's already having treatments up there. So you could, if you wish, go where the dog is, but they are working with the dog as much as they can right now. And I hope that you had an emotional clearing for your dog and a trauma clearing so far, because that would help your dog do some healing. Remember, when you have a problem, you want to get rid of the past energy that you dealt with in this lifetime that brought the problem forward, okay? And so since your dog just had an operation, it probably has severe trauma, possibly. It has emotional stuff because the emotion has brought it into its life. And a lot of times, sometimes I'll say the dogs, animals that we have, will bring forth the energy that we're dealing with in our own lives, and it'll go through them to help heal us. So that could be a manifestation that was brought from you onto your dog. That happens quite often. So you may also wish to do, you know, some healing on yourself there, do the emotional clearing. That's the most beneficial one that you can do on yourself here. So here we go. Let's go into another room, and we'll go into the room where they have the white light. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we have some people who like us to go into the room where the masters are. So this is the original spirit energy. And this we also do at times on our four-hour ascension call. That'll be coming up this month. And the date on that, I believe, is the 11th, which will be a week from today. That's when our marathon healing sessions start. Then we go into the next following three Sundays. So let's bring in the energy of Mother Mary. And you may even smell roses. That happens sometimes. So here we go. Here comes Mother Mary's energy, her original spirit energy. So stronger, 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 stronger. And I'll continue here because it's such nice energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Wow, that feels great. So, let's go into the room where they have peace. So, let's get the peace energy. And we'll also go into another room at the same time. And this will be the room where they have the dragon energy. Here we go. So, dragon. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that feels great too. So we'll look for some more energies here to come in. I kind of like the orange room. Let's go into the orange room this time. So here we go. So the orange room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and I'll pick one more room here. Let's go into the room where they have, I like the swan. So here's the swan energies coming. And here they come. So 1, 2, oh, I see whales. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And now we'll go into the room where the whales are. These are the golden whales. The water is silver, sparkles like diamonds. Here we go. So, stronger, 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 and stronger. Wow, that feels great. So, everybody, we'll come back from the light ship. The healings are between you and the light being doctors. And here we go. Coming back down, you can feel the energy around you change as you get taken from no time at all in the now to the process of being in no time on the timeline. Two different energies. So here we go. 1, coming back down. 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we're back. So we'll see if our co-host is on tonight. Carrie, are you there, Carrie?
I am, Ron, yes. Good evening and hello to everybody. We have lots of people on the fast chat tonight and several people enjoying the visit. I'm just adjusting here. I'm a little lightheaded. Enjoying the time up on the light ship. Jerry is saying that white light is awesome. Thank you. And Sarah is saying the trees are very big. And some are white trees. If anybody would like to call in and share their experiences with everybody, I never actually see anything, so I would love to hear some of you talking on the show about what you actually see. Seems like quite a few of you have seen things. Holly is saying, oh, wow, the sunflowers face us and give us heart energy, too. Wonderful light beings. And she's saying the deer had wonderful heart energy, too. So if you'd like to call in and talk about what you have just experienced, or if you have any questions for Ron, We have a few numbers tonight. We're on station one, so the numbers are listed under there. Probably we're possibly on the 7602 and maybe the 4510, I'm not sure. But there's an 888 number, which is 815-9756 for anyone in the U.S. and Canada. And then there is 530-413, actually probably 4510 is free, and 4522. So we would love to have callers, as always. And let's see, lots of people to say hello to. There's Guest and Robert and Fred, Dulcie, Hi, Jerry, Chili, Eric and Mo, Lisa, Stephanie, Tina, Jerry, Ed, Bonnie, Holly, Sarah, Anna, JJ, Marianne, and Lynn, all on the fast chat already. So let's see, Ron, what would you like to do next then? I know you wanted to talk a little bit more about the new timeline crashing clearing that's just gone up. I guess that I missed the show last night. I had to go out and do something, and I know you and Annika talked about it quite a bit last night, but we probably have some different listeners since it's the weekend. So would you like to talk about that clearing?
Sure. So what we could do, if you want, everybody, is on the BBS page here. What you'd want to do is scroll down. So I'll just get you directed to it so you know what it's about. It'll be easier this way, I think. So scroll down on the page, and you're going to see a picture of me on the right. And to the left of that in the center gives the website, and there's the Lightship insignia. So do a double-click on that, everybody. And I'm assuming everything works with double-clicks. And what you have now you can see on the very top, if you wanted to go to the website to be on the radio program here, you can. You can connect to it that way, too. But let's go to the book on the left, where it says a list of all our online healing. So click on that a couple times here, and this will come into the main page for clearings. And on the top right, it'll say search term. So let's just click in there, timeline, and you can put crash if you wish. And or even timeline would probably get you there too, but just type in timeline crash, hit enter or go, whatever you choose to do there. And you're going to see that it's listed there, $20 a week, $60 a month. So let's just go to the $20 one. It's both the same, I believe, the information here. And click on that. And you're going to see where it says timeline crash 1 week on the top. And this here is the description for that particular healing. So I'd like you all maybe just to maybe minimize that if you want, or just look at it if you like. And it describes what this is all about. Basically, what it does, the timelines are what the aliens use to connect you to other lifetimes in the now, okay? And when you're on those lifetimes, you're probably having a lot of dream experiences and or you're not here. So remember, when you're sleeping, where are you? You know, you could be doing hundreds, if not thousands, of lifetimes on different timelines. So you wonder why you have problems in your life. It's because those problems are more than likely brought to you in these parallel lifetimes that you're visiting. And these lifetimes that you're visiting is what you're going to experience here also, if you have any bleed through. Plus, you bring in that consciousness here. And this is the reason why this timeline crash is so important. Now, the timeline crash is instant in the now. It's done once you start the clearing. It takes 15 minutes to do it. And then from there, you need 15 minutes for spirit integration to bring your spirit back into your body, because it may have been separated on different timelines. But it makes you whole and complete for that one timeline. So if you're out in 1,000 timelines and you do one timeline crash, you're just at home one time, so you're out there in 999 other ones, okay? But each time you do it, you're feeling better. You know, this whole process is to feel better here, to get yourself with spiritual integrity with your body and your spirit, okay? And so what happens as you start doing more of these timeline crashings, you're going to feel that your body is changing. And the clone of you that is here walking on the earth is also terminated. And that's part of the clearing, because when you're not here, where are you? Well, what's here in your place? It's going to be a clone that the aliens made of you. And it's quite interesting to watch and to see people changing. You will see the timeline crashing up in the clouds. You can look at the clouds, and you may start to see the alien faces appear, and then they go away. You might see clouds actually vanish within a short time. A lot of times the clouds won't even move. You can look at it. Maybe you have a windy day. The clouds are stationary because the light ship will freeze time as they deal with these energies. So the main thing is that when you have a timeline crash, you're helping yourself plus other people, and you're getting off of that energy from the timeline. And on this particular clearing, you type in a situation that you're dealing with. And can you have the same situation on another timeline? Of course you can. This is why you want to do it. And on the clearing, we have the drop-down box here, which you can do 20 of these on. And you can also do more if you wish, just start over again. And we may put another box underneath that so you can type in, you know, like 21, 22, and go on. So that's the way it works. And you do it until you feel better, okay? And these timelines, since the light ship works instantly, it doesn't have time, the clearing's done really, really fast, okay? It's in the now. But because these are timelines, they work in time. So it all depends how far out the alien races are and where this timeline originated from or at, okay? What universe, okay, of darkness? And so what happens is as the timelines get eliminated, you might feel energy maybe for the next hour or two just from one timeline crash. And it might be a rock and roll experience for you. You might feel like an internal earthquake. You might feel sick. That's a possibility, maybe for a minute or two, because you're being thrown off and on these timelines back and forth until the timeline is completely crashed. So each timeline also can have tangents on it, as the alien races could have sold you to other alien races who are wanting to get a piece of that timeline and a piece of you. And that's the way they work. And it's, you know, just very sad, but this is facts. So the whole thing is, this alien timeline clearing is probably needed for everybody on this planet. In fact, if everybody on the planet did the alien timeline crash, I'm sure this planet could probably be changed within one day. So, food for thought for everybody. Because once that alien timeline is released, they can't come here. Once all these are gone, they're not going to be around. So that's the whole thing. So it's how much, you know, you want to help yourself. And, you know, you can do a lot of timeline crashings, you know, in a week time. In fact, if you did it for a month, you know, it's much better, because you may want to check your timeline maybe after a week or so on a given problem and just see if there's anything affecting you. And by doing it, if you're a sensing, feeling person or a seer, you're going to know if that timeline has been activated by some other alien group. The ones you got rid of are gone. So you have to worry about them having them get revisited to you. Some people worry about that. They go, well, can this come back to me again? Well, of course, if another alien race takes it, yes. But, you know, I guess that's a common thing. You know, I don't know why people ask me that all the time about the healings. If I have a healing for this, can I get it again? Well, you know, if you go outside, you know, and you trip and you skin your knee, can that ever happen to you if you get it healed? And yeah, of course it can. But the aliens, you know, are what you're dealing with now. You have no control over them, but this timeline crash is a way you can deal with it. And this is the way you have control of your life. You can't, you know, the only way you can deal with them is to do this crash. Otherwise, you're a victim. And this is why this timeline crashing is so important for you, because the issues that you are having is brought to you by them. And they create these issues to traumatize you, to cause you situations so they can live off of your energy. So this timeline crash is very, very, very important. So I would highly recommend all the listeners here to get on it. I'd recommend you tell all your neighbors if they want to have a better life. Not everybody wants to have that. You don't have to believe in what's happening here. Just tell them, you know, take blind faith. They probably wasted $20 in their life many, many times. Tell them just take the $20, get on the website, and do this healing. And stick with it. I would recommend doing probably about 20 timeline crashes at least in a week. If you can do more, by all means, do more. Remember, it takes about a half an hour for a timeline crash. And, you know, get up early. You know, look at this as your best friend, because you're going to feel better afterwards. So that's about all I can really say to promote this here. It's a wonderful clearing, and I've been doing these crashes since the middle of September. And now the light ship is finally at a point where they can empower you to also do them for yourself. And you can notice around you the clouds changing. And that's an indication that these are crashing, because these clouds are in time. And the alien ships control the clouds. So if you can, I'll kind of think of a time, if this ever happened to you, where maybe you went into a desert where there's no clouds, okay, which would typically mean no rain, I guess, in a sense. And you might remember how peaceful it was. And then you get into a location where there's a lot of clouds, you kind of feel something on top of your head. And just kind of go back and think about this. Maybe you traveled across country. Maybe you live in a place where there's lots of clouds. But when you get away from the clouds above your head, you feel more peaceful. So you can kind of connect the dots here. The aliens are using those clouds to transmit energies to you to probably cause you harm. Okay? And then you have the ship clouds. And that's a whole other venue. You have the crystal skull-like energies looking down upon you from the clouds. You know, you probably have all seen the alien faces in the clouds. And what comes to help fight the aliens are the animal clouds, and they'll show up, which you can always see if you're, you know, able to detect them in the clouds. They're very, very beautiful. So that's basically it. Our next special call is coming up a week from today. It's a four-hour ascension call. We bring in lots of energy, and then we start the physical body rejuvenation, getting rid of the alien critters that live inside of us. And that starts a week from tomorrow. But I'd recommend doing all these calls, because it's 28 hours of healing. And the price for you as an adult would be $200. If you have children living at home under 18, then they're free. And your spouse or whoever is living with you, boyfriend, girlfriend, if they wish to come on, they're half price, which is $100. And it's the best healing you could ever probably have, because you get rid of these alien creatures living inside of you, causing you all kinds of problems. So I guess I'll just turn it back over to you, Carrie. You have anything to add, maybe? We could do a timeline crash, but I'll just see what's on the fast chat here. You can bring
okay.
that up, Fish.
Sure. There was a question earlier from Hi, saying how long will a timeline crash last for?
Well, I already kind of mentioned that.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't. There's two ways to look at how long is it going to last. Okay. The timeline could take hours to complete. Okay. Now, if you're asking me, the question is, if I do one timeline crash, being lasting, is it done after it's done? Yeah, it is done. There's no. You do not have to go to that same timeline again. That's why we have numbers on them. And so your spirit is going to select for you which one is interfering with you the most, okay? That's how it works. So the lasting ability on it, it's gone, okay? So it will last forever. How long is it going to take, which it might be what you're asking, I hope, is that it could take anywhere between 5 minutes to maybe, I would say, 6 hours, okay? Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and then there was another question that was emailed that's about this, that I, in case this person is listening, I'm not sure who it came from. It's kind of related, but they're wondering, what is the difference between the timeline crashing clearing and the parallel lives clearing?
Two separate clearings.
Right.
So if you wish to have full benefit, the parallel life one also will benefit you. So the timeline crash is not, the clearing does not supersede or be any stronger than the other clearings that we have on the website there.
And so, I guess also if you did the timeline crash, even though that's going to be getting rid of some of your parallel lives, you don't know what timelines you're on, whereas if you do the parallel life clearing, the light ship will go out and find all those lives, no matter what timeline they're on, whether there's something you can get to on the timeline crash clearing or not. Would that be correct?
Yeah, it will do it in the now, yes. Uh-huh. It will
okay.
clear all those ones in the now away from you at that clearing. Can you be connected to other timelines? Yes, of course you can. Like I said, it's, you know, like going to the doctor and saying, gee, I broke my arm. Is this going to last forever? You know, am I going to be healed forever now when I get it out of the cast? And the doctor will say, and looked at you like you're crazy, because naturally you could trip out the door in his office and break your arm again, you know? So the timeline crashing is what you want to keep doing to get them away from you. Like I said, if everybody on this planet were to do the timeline crashing, this place would probably be cleared of aliens completely in one day. That's why I say, tell your neighbors to do it, your friends, your family members. It's only $20 for a week. I'm sure they have spent that at McDonald's, you know, or Burger King, or going out to the show. And this will benefit them. So that's about all that I can say. They don't have to believe in anything. The light ship does not honor, or does not, I won't say honor, does not care what your belief is, okay? Because the light ship knows that your belief is in the mind. And in the mind is darkness. So it doesn't matter what you believe. The belief is the darkness energy telling you that they may not want to do this. You know, it's like doing an entity clearing. Everybody should really do an entity clearing on the website to get things out of them that is interfering with their lives. Because these things have been with you probably for your whole lifetime. These are like hitchhikers, backseat drivers. So you definitely want to get rid of entities. That's, you know, what Jesus said on the cross. Forgive them, for they don't know what they do. Okay? And that's basically what he was talking about, plus other things. But that's the main thing, is that entities control people, and the entities that people have in them cause problems. So, and that's why I say you don't have to believe anything. You know, you could even pay the $20 for your neighbor, for your husband, for your wife, for your children. You know, each clearing is responsible for one person. And you could do that also. You could put up multiple screens. If you have maybe a husband and two children, you could put up, you know, say four screens for yourself and do them all at the same time. But you have to have one clearing per person up on your screen and one login for each person. So that's the way it works. But tell all your friends if they want to change your life, this is it. This clearing, by doing probably, you know, 20 timelines, you're going to feel much better. And you know what I've done so far on different shows here. I'm going to do one here. This is for all you good maybe Catholics out there, or ex-Catholics. We probably all have that inside of us here in our genetics. So I'm going to do a timeline crash for the Catholic God energy, okay? So what would that mean? So what I'm telling you is that probably every Catholic church has an alien race connected to it, and they go by the name of God, okay? So you know how many Catholic churches there are, and are you connected to that? Here we go. Remember, remember how old your body is, you know? How many churches have you went to? How many times have you went to a church in a lifetime? It's in your genetic. You are hooked up. Here we go. timeline crash for one timeline. Like I said, there could be 500 of these. Here we go. I don't want to sound depressing for everybody here, but it's up to you to do this work, and you will start feeling better once you get these timelines off of you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, wow, 9, and 10. I think the gods are angry with me here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'm yawning again. So if you're yawning, that means that you're having an instant result here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, this is a big clearing, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, they're still crashing, people. So just think of all those poor Catholics out there throughout your genetic history, and ones in the now, right now, the people that have been connected to these alien gods that you're hooked up to on the timeline, and they can go into different tangents. These are all crashing. Just by doing this here, you're helping humanity immensely. And this is what we're doing right now. And, you know, like the question probably would be, do I have to do this one over again? Well, of course. You know, I would definitely do this one over again. And you might even pick on each religion. Go there, you know. It's up to you to want to heal yourself, you know, how much work do you want to do. But the timeline crash will get rid of a situation. So we're just crashing a situation now. We're crashing the timeline in general. But when you get on the website, you have to go in there and type in a situation so that your spirit will know what to look for to get you out of that predicament. So they're still crashing. Let's see if we can get a caller maybe calling in tonight if you like. If not, we'll see what the fast chat is saying. So I need to get some water here and yawn. I'll get up and stretch for a minute here. If you guys want to get up and walk, that's fine too. But caller would be nice. And turn it back over to you, Carrie.
Okay, yeah. So if anybody would like to call, let me just quickly get that number. We've got the 888-815-9756. Or if that's busy, 530-413-4510 and 4522. So we did have another question on the fast chat. Are you back, Ron?
I am back.
Okay, so Alan is asking, what do we do about jumping on other timelines when one crashes?
Don't worry about that.
Okay.
Because you're going to be bouncing back and forth until that timeline crashes, okay?
Okay.
Just think of you taking a carpet that's maybe in front of your front door and it's full of dirt and whatever else could be on it, and you start shaking it. Okay. And then you have somebody in front of you with the carpet, and that's a clean carpet. And all of a sudden, all this dirt gets onto that carpet. Now they have to shake it off. Then you have somebody next to them taking that dirt from both carpets, okay, goes onto their clean carpet, and now they got to shake it off. This could go on for 500 different tangent timelines when you clear one of these, okay, because they're all being cleaned, but you're being bounced back and forth during this process. This is why at the very end of the 15 minutes, unless you want to really be a scientific investigator and do each one of these clearings at a time, because you can uncheck the box and do one clearing for 15 minutes apiece. So, you know, just go on there and check it and just, look at it anyway and just see if you want to experience maybe one of these timelines. It'll take you 150 minutes to do. but you might like doing that, you know? That's why I made it available. But they're defaulted so that they're all checked. And then, like I said, the bonus is you can get out of the God energy if you wish, okay? That's on there also, underneath the clearing of the timeline. You can do the alien God timelines. So remember, the first situations that you type in on the clearing is what you're dealing with. A sore toe, maybe bad self-esteem. Remember, the aliens know all this emotional stuff. Anything that we deal with here emotionally, they know about it. And you know about it because you're dealing with the emotions now in your life. And if you look at yourself compared to somebody else, they may not have the same emotional impact on their body like you're having. And so they're on different timelines, okay? Maybe all of your friends are on very similar timelines, and very possibly, you know, if you deal with the same situation, then, you know, by clearing one of yours, you're probably helping them with one of theirs too. And when they clear one of theirs, you know, then they may be helping you also. So this is why you want to have people. In fact, if you happen to be listening, and we'll just say that you're in one of the 12-step programs, okay? And we'll just pick on Alcoholics Anonymous here. So you go to your meeting, and maybe there's 20 people there. I don't know. Maybe there could be 200. I don't know. But we'll just say there's 20 people who show up, and they're all there. You say, man, you guys got to get on this timeline crashing because we're all in this together. And, man, you could probably get tons of work done by those 20 people doing timeline crashing because you're probably living with them on parallel lifetimes, commiserating with each other, okay? So if they clear 20, and maybe it's 20 times 20, maybe you're going to get 400 cleared by every one of you doing, 20 timeline crashes, 20 times 20. Food for thought. So anyway, that's the way it works. So you want to enter in there a situation that you're dealing with. For the people who maybe are in AA, you know, it might be that, you know, they're drinking alcohol. Maybe they're tormented. You know, maybe they traded their alcohol addiction for smoking, okay, which happens a lot, or drinking coffee or having sugar. And so you're dealing with many issues there because you're taking one addiction and going into another one. And so that could help you completely. Just by having your friends who are in the same boat that you're in to do this clearing. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Alan is saying that he's getting dizzy, and Derek is saying huge shake-up here, and Stephanie's having a big yawn. I feel really shaky from this one, too, and I was not raised Catholic, so I guess it's sitting in my ancestry somewhere. Alan is saying I feel like I'm torn apart now. You know what I was also thinking was Catholicism runs you ragged with guilt, so maybe we could have a sample guilt clearing.
Yeah, we could do that. Being torn apart, well, what do you think they do to you on these timelines? They can take out your energetic bodies out of you, okay, and tear you apart, you know? So this goes into a lot of different areas. So you want to do a timeline guilt clearing. Okay, here we go. So this is the heading. If you're on the website, you'd be having your name put in there, and then you'd have a situation, which is what you're dealing with, which would be guilt. So here we go. This would be one timeline for guilt for you. So you may or may not even feel this. I think most people are feeling these energies. But if you don't feel it and you go, I don't know, this is my first time listening to this show, sounds like a bunch of malarkey, I'm going to click it off. Well, just hang on. We'll see if you feel the guilt clearing. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And, wow, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go. So we cleared a few energies here. And, you know, you may feel better. You know, look at yourself now. Do you feel guilty? Do you feel guilty about not going to the Catholic Church? You know, it's stored inside of your genetic memory, inside of all of your cells. Did you miss one Sunday and get reprimanded? Did you, were you going to one of the Catholic schools and the nun got a ruler out and hit your fingers? Maybe your fingers are hurting now. And you had guilt over that, which you never knew about. It's buried deeply inside of you. And you go, man, my fingers feel freed up now. Because you had guilt in your fingers, okay? And then you had the physical abuse from a nun. So this can go many, many different directions. But the main thing is you're off of that timeline. And like I said, is there more than one of these timelines? Of course there is. This is why I recommend doing probably 20 of them per issue. And then see how you feel, sense the energies in your body. Your body will never lie to you. Okay, your mind will. Mind's the darkness. See how your body is responding. And then, you know, let it settle in for a while and just see how it's working. You know, if you do it for a week, you may want to check it maybe the in a few days to see if the aliens happen to grab you and you know, you find another timeline with your spirit, because your spirit will look around. But if you hit just one issue only, maybe for a week, you're probably going to be pretty much, you know, I won't say cleared out completely. I will never say that, but you're probably going to be doing pretty well, you know, if you did probably maybe 200 timelines on an issue. And you might say, gee, I don't have time for that. Well, this is your life. And, you know, how far do you want to go? How much do you want to live? You can always get up an extra hour early, stay up an extra hour later. You could put up maybe 4 screens on your monitor. You know, there's ways to do this. I've had people who said, Ron, you know, I want to do more clearings, and I'm buying another computer to do that. Or they borrow one from their friends. You know, everything is possible out there. So, you know, get an issue that you have that you can't get rid of, and, you know, do the timeline on it. And also, you probably should do an emotional whole lifetime clearing. This is what I started off with initially. It's still needed. So back to you, Carrie. Our time is kind of coming to an end here.
Okay. I think there was a beep. Is somebody out there on the line?
Yeah. Hi, Ron. Hi, Carrie. How are you?
Oh, hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Fine. So
you
I had a
Catholic,
question,
Larry.
Sorry.
Long time ago. Almost
okay.
Forgot about that. But. In the light, I forget about everything, but the light. But anyway, when a timeline has crashed and we have the spirit goes swooning back and forth, I guess it's an indication that we need to retrieve part of our spirit, our body, our part of our spirit back again, our an aspect of ourself back again before the swooning will be energy, so that we'll be restored back to normal balance. Can you explain a little bit about that, to stop the swooning so of our spirit, so we can bring that part, lost part, back again, our energy back again, so we can maintain a normal balance?
Well, that's on the last part of the clearing. So that's your spirit integration.
Uh-huh.
And that takes 15 minutes.
Okay. All right.
So just do the clearing and then bring in that. I hope I answered the question. I can only take about 10, 15 words. So I'm in the moment, and I can't hang on to the past sentence. So if some of you wonder why I don't always answer the question completely for people, because I'm in the moment, and I don't hang on to memories. So like even reading the fast chat is difficult for me, because it's all a bunch of letters, and I have to figure out what each word is. Like I'm just beginning reading for the first time in my life, so it's very hard for me to even look at the fast chat and read it. So if you're asking about spirit integration after having a timeline crash and your spirit's going every which way, that's because that's what happens. And you need to come back and do that, you know, the last part of the clearing, which is on there. So we need to get off the program here, I think. Our time is about up here. So this is Ron Amatron. Blessings to all of you. do those timeline crashes, people. You're going to be amazed. And tomorrow's Sunday. You're going to have the whole day doing timeline crashes, changing your life. And tell all of your friends to get on there and do this clearing. Because if they're your friends, they're connected to you, and you could be visiting them in the beyondo, bringing past back your traumas from there to here, and which could be why you're relating to them down here, because you're dealing with them in another lifetime. So thank you, Carrie. See you
thank
later,
you,
everybody. Blessings.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for calling, Larry, and enjoy the rest of your weekend, everybody, crashing timelines. Good night.
Good night.